morning, everybody. Today's Temen Halach Shir is going to be on the topic of the Yugim Lamidos HaRachamim, and the reason it made it to the list was because Akiva Aryeh happens to be Sephardic, and every day in davening at Tachlin, he's supposed to be saying Yugim Lamidos HaRachamim. There's only one little problem. The rest of us aren't saying it, and the halacha is, or might be, that one is not allowed to recite the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim B'Yechidus. So is this called that he's saying it B'Tzibur and therefore he has no problem? Or is it a problem because he's the only one that's actually saying it? And if it is a problem, how does he solve that problem? What does he do about that? So well, all of you have to listen for his sake. That's the there's going to be a lot of stuff here that I think is stam valuable Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai in order to be Meratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu after breaking the Luchos Rishonos and Parshas Kisisa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches him a new Seder at Tfila called the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yudzayin and Beis tells us that Rabbi Yochanan teaches us Il Moli Mikro Kosov Yev Shal La Omro Milamit Shenis Atif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur Veherlo Moshe Seder Tfila. That it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talus like a shliach tzibur. Mikan, by the way, that a shliach tzibur is supposed to wrap himself in a talus. That was another item on the list. And taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Seder Tfila of Yugim Midas HaRachamim. So Amar Lo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kol Zman Shi Yisrael Chotim, Yasu Lefanai Kaseder Hazeh. Whenever the Jewish people do Averos, they just have to say in front of me this Tfila Vani Mocha Lehem, and I will grant them Mechila. The Gemara goes on to say that Bris Krus that these 13 midos are so valuable that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a covenant with Klal Yisrael that if you approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with these Yud Gimel midos, you don't go back empty-handed. And Rashi al HaTorah tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, "Have a melamed es Yisrael lasos kein validei she'ezkiru lefanai rachum v'chanun." V'chanun yu ne'enim ki rachamai lo kalim. That you should know that if you train Klal Yisrael to say this, then it will be to their great benefit because the Rachmanis will always be there. So there is a shayla in Shuvas HaRashba Chelik Aleph Simin Reish Yud Aleph. The Rashba was asked, is a yachid allowed to say the Yud Gimel Midos? Can a person say it just individually to recite the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim? Where in the world would you think not to? Because remember, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudzayin said that when Hashem taught the Yud Gimel Midos, he was Nisatev Ke Shleach Tzibur. Ooh, Shleach Tzibur is only Shleach Tzibur if there is a Tzibur. So it sounds like the whole idea of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim and its entire effectiveness is only when it's done with Tzibur. And the Rashba responds that Omram Derech Tfila Ubakashas Rachamim the Rashba says you cannot say it biyachidus because it's a dover shebikdusha. Aval in balomum derech kriya bialma. But if you stam, you're reading from the Torah like you read any section of the Torah omram, then it's not a problem. Then you're allowed to say it. What does it mean derech kriya bialma? So the way the poskim understand this is you read it with the trap, the way you would read from the Torah in general. Whenever you're learning chumash, you're going to learn with the trap because the trap helps you punctuate the chumash and helps you understand the Chumash better. So that's why if you read it with the Trump, that's perfectly fine. Reading with the Trump is not because it's like Kriya Satorah. That's not, you know, Kriya Satorah Betzibur, because that's only the Betzibur. It's like the way someone learns Chumash. The way someone learns Chumash is with reading with the Trump. So as long as you're just reading the Pesukim the way you're reading Chumash, then it would be okay. The Tur in Arachayim Sim Tavkov Samachay quotes a machlokas whether a Yachid is allowed to say the Yud Gimel Midos. And according to Rav Nasa, the Beis Yosef says this is a Shita the Rashba as well, the Yud Gimel Midos can only be said b'tzibur like any davar shebikdusha, but the Tur and the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yonah as well say that no, a yachid is also allowed to say Yud Gimel Midos, meaning the Rashba is not the only shita. There is a shita of the Rashba that it needs to be b'tzibur unless you're reading it like you read from the Torah, but there's also a shita of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tur that even a yachid is allowed to say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. In Shulchan Aruch, Sim Tavkov Samachay Sif Hei, Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rashba. Ein hayachid rashay lomar yud gimel midos derech tefila bakoshes rachamim didaver shebikdusha heim. It's a davar shebikdusha cannot be said as a tefila individually. Aval im bal yomrim derech kriya bialma omrim. But you want to say it just like you're reading, just like you're learning, then you're allowed to do it. So Shulchan Aruch says that a yachid wants to yud gimel midos has to be makbid to do it derech kriya bialma. Mishabur and Sivkat and Yudbei says what does it mean derech kriya bialma with the trap the way you'd be korei B'Torah. Similar to what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Nun Tes, when it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to the Kedusha of Uval Tzion and things like that, that whenever you're saying the Psukim of Kedusha that are Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, you have to dafka be makbet to say it with Nigun V'taimim. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Yardech El Gimel Siman Chaf Aleph says nigun v'taimim doesn't mean that it has to be done in with trap. He says that's just the way people used to learn. But if you have like a tune that you learn in, you know, sometimes when people are learning, they learn with it. Just make it obvious that you're learning and that you're not saying this as a tefillah. People have a certain tune that they have for tefillah, another tune that they have for learning. Use your learning tune and not your tefillah tune, and that would be good enough. Then the Rama adds that v'chein ein liyachalom ar slichos aviyavar. Oh, a different thing. Forget about the Yud Gimel Midos. Once you can't say the Yud Gimel Midos biyachidus, a yachid can't even say slichos biyachidus, and that's based on an arzarua in Siman Taf Tes Zayin. Mishbura ever says that the Achronim don't understand where in the world the Rama got that from. Is it because some of the slichos incorporate the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim? Okay, so skip those. Skip the ones that incorporate, but there shouldn't be a problem saying slichos biyichidus. L'chora, the nafkamina in the machlokas where the Yud Gimel Midos is considered davar shebekedusha is if someone hears the Yud Gimel Midos from a tzibur, does he have to say it when the tzibur is saying it? I mean, let's say you're middle pesukah dezimra. So you're middle pesukah dezimra and you hear davar shebekedusha, you are supposed to respond, or in birchus kriyashma. But if it's not, then you're not allowed to respond. You're not allowed to participate in hilchus kriyashma. The Shulchan Aruch paskin zimin samachais. If Beis that Kara Kriyashma v'nichnas Beis Haknesses u'matzah tzibur shekoron Kriyashma tzarich likros iman pasuk rishon, that if you go into a shul and the tzibur is saying Kriyashma, you have to join. Shelo yira kilu ein rotz l'kabel olmach shemayim chaverav. You shouldn't appear as if you're not interested in being makabel olmach shemayim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Tes quotes Achronim that hu adin shar dvarim shatzibur omer, anything that the tzibur is saying, kigon tehila l'david, which is another word for Ashrei, O Aleinu, Kore Imaim Shekein Derech Eretz. It's just Derech Eretz to join in with what the Tzibur is doing. In the Chayyadim and Klal Chaf Aleph, O Zayin, he says, V'hu Adin, Kol Dovish HaTzibur Oskim Bo, Afilu Piyutim Yekore Imaim. Whatever the Tzibur is saying, even if it's just Piyutim, you should say it with them, just to not be Porish Min HaTzibur. And when it comes to Kedusha, the Ramah Paskins in Siman Kuf Chaf Hei, Mi Sha'amar Seder Kedusha, Bo Lebeis HaKnesses, U'matza Tzibur Onim Kedusha, Chozer V'on Imam. I said Kedusha already, doesn't matter. Tzibur saying Kedusha, say with them. So apparently there are certain things you're supposed to say with the tzibur when the tzibur is up to it, even if you're not up to that. Like kriyashma, kedusha, ashrei, aleinu, even piyutim that the tzibur says together. And it's not only someone who comes to shul and he's not davening or he's busy learning. Even if he's in the middle of davening or middle of learning, he has to be mafsik to join with the tzibur. Shulchan Aruch paskins this in Siman Samach Vav Siv Gimel, lekadosh lekedusha lebarchu mafsik afilu b'emtzah pasuk v'chein lemodim for dvar mishab kedusha. You have to be mafsik for even if you're in the middle of davening, you're in the middle of learning. That's the value of Dvar Mishab Kedusha. So do you have to stop for the tzibur when they're up to Yud Gimel Midas Sarachimim? So Shlomo Kluger in the Shalos Tshuvos Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo Simon Mem Dalid has a discussion of this, and the Shoel wanted to say that it's Tali in this Machlokes. According to the Rashba, that it's Dvar Mishab Kedusha, you have to stop in the middle of your learning, in the middle of whatever you're doing, to answer with the tzibur, just like you would stop for Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. But according to the Tur and Rabbeinu Yonah, the Yud Gimel Midos are not a Davar Shebe Kedusha, then you don't have to stop in the middle of your davening in order to say it. But Rav Shlomo Kluger then goes on to say, even if they are a Davar Shebe Kedusha, and you're only allowed to say them b'tzibur, they're not really a davar shebekedusha in the fullest sense. There's a big difference between davar shebekedusha, like kadosh kedusha, versus yudgul midos. Why? Kadosh kedusha, there's a chiyuv to say. Yudgul midos, there's no chiyuv to say. So he says, yeah, it's only said betzibor, and in that sense, it's a davar shebekedusha, but it's not matir you to be mafsik in the middle of tefillah in order to say it with the tzibor. Not only that, it would be usur to do so, because it's only a quasi davar shebekedusha. And that's what Tzitz Eliezer in the Tshuva and Chel Kiral Sim Gimel says, that if you buy into what Shlomo Kluger is saying, not only are you not obligated to stop whatever you're doing, to stop your tefillah, stop your learning in order to answer your Gimel, you're not even allowed to, according to that. Even if it is a Davar Shebekdusha, and we do paskin that it's a Davar Shebekdusha. So according to Rav Shlomo Kluger, there's no chiyuv to say you're going to meet this with the tzibor, and therefore you're not mafsik in the middle of tefillah. What about in the middle of learning? So then there's a further discussion, meaning being mafsik in the middle of tefillah is a much bigger deal than being mafsik in the middle of learning. The Rav Moshe in the Tshuvan, or Chaim Chelik Gimel, Sim Peites, discusses this, and initially he's mechalik between the chiv of saying Kriya Shema, Kedusha, and Baruch with the Tzibur, and the chiv of Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim with the Tzibur, because by the Midos Harachamim, it's not shaykh to say the reason for the chiv, like by Kriya Shema, I mean, by Kriya Shema, the concern is everyone else saying it. You're not. It looks like I'm not interested in Kabbalah Sal Malch Shemaim. You also don't have the reason of the Chiyuv of Kedusha or Baruch Hu, because that's L'kadei Shem Shemaim. Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim is something that we say with the Tzibur, but it's not really to be M'kadei Shem Shemaim or be Kabbalah Malch Shemaim. It's to get what we want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like this very powerful tefillah where we're able to be Ma'orer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. So therefore, maybe it's different. Maybe there's not such a major requirement to stop whatever you're doing to say it. But then the Rav Moshe concludes, Aval Minuka Olam Hu Laskiram U'mestam Yesh LeMakar Al Zeh V'tam Yesh Al Zeh. Fascinating. He says, the minhag is that people do stop learning and say Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. And if that's the midrash mistama, there's a reason for it. Do lehitiv la tzibur mispalim shav sheyesh le masara omrim mikol makom kishyesh yoser am haomrim ad yud gimel midos misorin arachmim mehashem yisparach la tzibur mispalim biyoser. Wow, says Rav Moshe. You might think, oh, I either have a minion or I don't have a minion. Once I have a minion, people saying it, so is there extra value in guy number 11 or guy number 12 that's going to join in? Rav Moshe says, yes. It's greater rachamei shamayim that we're being ma'orer when there's a larger crowd. It's not just Provam Hadras Melech that we're giving more kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are being ma'orer greater rachamei shamayim when it's a larger group that is saying Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. And therefore, yesh gam lahafsik milimudo v'lanos imam Yud Gimel Midos lahafsik shalom din Torah barabim mistav shein lahafsik. But he says, if you're learning Torah barabim in the middle of saying a shir, then I don't know that I would say I would stop the learning in order to do the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim if you're in the middle of saying a shir. So bottom line so far, machlokes haposkim, whether Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim is a davar shebekedusha or not, as far as the chiyuv of a tzibur to say it, Shulchan Aruch paskins that it is a davar shebekedusha, and therefore an individual doesn't say it. If an individual wants to say it, then he should dafka say it b'nigun ha-ta'amim, which the Mishnah Berurah explains means with trup. Rav Moshe says, it means in the tune with which one learns. Are you mafsik in middle of tefillah, in middle of brachos to answer? So Rav Shlomo Kluger says that since it's not a chiyuv, as opposed to kadosh kedusha and baruch hu, where there is a chiyuv, maybe you would not be mafsik. Rav Moshe says it's not a chiyuv to say Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim with tzibur because you don't have the reasons that we have by the others. It's not being mekadesh shem shemayim. It's not being mekabel ol malcha shemayim. But nevertheless, the minhag is when one is in the middle of learning, Rav Moshe writes that a person is mafsik for the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. So now back to our shayla. It should seem to be a pretty straightforward shayla, right? Meaning now you have someone, you have a person who has a minhag to say Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, davening in a tzibur where they don't, so he's going to be the only one saying it. So it's not a tzibur saying it, it's not a minyan saying it. So the pashas is, the pesach of Shulchan Aruch is, he should not say it unless it's b'nigun atamim. He could only say it with b'nigun atamim. So I think the practice is, not like Rav Moshe says, to say it in the tune with which you learn, but to actually say it with the trup. And that certainly counts as nigun atamim. Rav Moshe has another tshuva where he discusses the opposite. What if you have a person who doesn't normally say the Yidgul Mitzrachim, and he's visiting a shul where they normally do say the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. So in such a case, Rav Moshe says, certainly he should join along with whatever the shul is doing. If the whole tzibur is saying it, for a person to not go along with the minug in an obvious way, with the minug of that, and that's Rav Moshe's klal. Whenever you're davening with a shul that has a different nusach than you, whatever you're going to say quietly so you could do in your own nusach, but whatever is said out loud, or even can be said out loud, you should conform. So whatever's going to be obvious, Rav Moshe writes, it's a violation, l'chora of lo siskodedu. And in fact, when it comes to Svardim, as we mentioned before, in Yalkut Yosef, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Lamed Dalid, he writes that when saying the long tachron on Mondays and Thursdays, whenever you say the Yigul Mitzrachim, so Svardim say it multiple times on Mondays and Thursdays?
Yeah.
So when you say it multiple times, Yalkut Yosef says the first time say it b'nigun atamim, and that's good enough. That's like a matir for the rest. That if, as long as you say it the first time with the nigun atamim, then it would be matir all of the rest of the times. Okay, so that's as far as that issue is concerned. So.